There is little question that rising gas prices are making life miserable for lots of motorists. But for small rural transit systems, it's both good and bad news. Good because it brings more riders on board. Bad because the cost of transporting them is busting budgets. Charlotte Albright from Vermont Public Radio has this report.
It stands to reason, and there's data to prove it, that rural Americans on average drive more than their urban counterparts. But what if they don't have cars or can't afford gas? This bright red van, operated by Rural Community Transportation, based in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, is literally a free ride for up to 20 usually sociable riders. Regular Charlotte Piedad and Beverly Withers live in the same affordable housing project and always sit together. Piedad is 88, a three-time cancer survivor, and a widow.
We ride all day, and sometimes we don't get off. Then sometimes we just get off somewhere and go to the bank, somewhere like that. We're going to stop at the grocery store today.
Then we have a community lunch. We go to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
A few seats behind them, 22-year-old Kristen Fenoff is doubly dependent on this bus.
My grandmother watches my son while I go to work. She'll take the bus from her house to my house, and then I hop on the bus and head to work. It's my only means of transportation.
RCT is the only public transportation available in this sparsely populated corner of northern Vermont, where winter driving is often treacherous. In addition to fixed bus routes, there are minivans driven by volunteers, largely for people who need to get to medical and social services. There are 12 other heavily subsidized systems like this one in Vermont that depend on both state and local funding. Many routes are free, but others can cost as much as $3 a ride. During the hour-and-a-half round-trip route around St. Johnsbury, an older man named Lyle climbs on and briefly jumps off at the post office while the bus waits for him to check his box. He got his nickname, Post Office, from Christine Maddox, a talkative redhead wearing a silk brocade vest over a down coat.
I love riding the bus. I've never owned an automobile, and I've always taken a bus.
This mobile melting pot is typical of similar systems gaining ridership throughout the country. Jill Haug directs the Small Urban and Rural Transit Center at North Dakota State University.
Some of the people are literally, they would be qualified to be institutionalized or moved to a nursing home. And because there is public transit service or also some meal service, they can stay in their homes.
Others are commuters leaving their gas-hungry cars at home. In Vermont, new buses to the state capital are filling up fast. But those longer regional trips also gobble up more gas.
So far, we've just bit the bullet and squeezed the pennies hard and have been able to provide good service to the routes that are working.
That's David Toll, operations manager for RCT. He says he's applying to the state for help to cover rising gas prices, and he's also watching transportation bills that fund rural services move slowly through Congress. But he says cutting routes is not an option because too many people depend on them. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in Lindenville, Vermont.
And if you'd like to find out more about what's behind gas prices, go to npr.org.